Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perik Zayin Mishnah Hey. Molak Bismayel. So we know that by a bird carbon, there's no Shchita, there's Malika. And the Kohen does that with his fingernail. Now suppose he did Malika, but he did it with his left hand, or Belila, or at night. Shachet Chulim Bifnim. Or if he shechted Chulim. Again, Chulim means an animal that's not Hegdish, like we explained. Chayil is weekday. Chulim means it's regular, it's not Hegdish. So he had a bird which was not a Hegdish bird, and he shechted it Bifnim inside the Azara. For Kaddishim Bechutz. Or he shechted Kaddishim outside the Azara. In all these cases, in regard to these birds, the halacha is Einon Metamin Bebeis Habliya. They're not metama when swallowed. All right, let's remind ourselves what we learned. If you touch a behemoth that's an avela that died without shechita, you become tami. If you touch a dead bird, a kosher dead bird, that died without shechita, you are not tami. But the Torah says, basically, if it goes down into your throat, how do you get into your throat without touching it? Someone stuck it down. So an avela of an oif Torah is metama bebeisabliya. Even though the malika is possible over here, or the shechita is possible. The Malika is possible because he did it with his left hand or he did it at night. The Shechita is possible because either it was a regular bird that wasn't Hegdish that was Shechted inside the Azara, or it was Hegdish outside the Azara. Even though you can't use the bird because the Malika is not good and the Shechita is not good, but it's good enough that it doesn't make the bird an Avela. When it touches your throat, you don't become Tamei. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Molak besakin, suppose he did Malika with a knife instead of his thumb. Now remember, Malika means the Kohen presses his thumbnail down into the back of the bird's neck. So he did that, but he did it with a knife, not with his thumbnail. So it's not Malika and it's not Shechita. Or Molak chulim bifnim. Took a regular bird that's not Hegdish. Hindu Shechita on it on the inside. He did Malika on it on the inside with his thumbnail. If the bird is not Hegdish, there's no shaychus to Malika. If somebody does Malika when it's not called for, like the bird is not Hegdish, whether it's inside the Azara or outside the Azara, or even a Hegdish bird outside of the Azara, that's like Stam. Taking a knife and stabbing it. That's not Shechita. So again, Malak Besakli does Malika with a knife. Malak Chulim Befnim, he takes a Chulim bird and does Malika with it inside the Azara. Or Vekadishim Bechutz takes a Hegdish bird and does Malika outside of the Azara, or the bird itself is not fit to be a carbon. Titan, turtle doves, shaloi giyazmana, that are too young. Ubinayayna, or pigeons, shavrizmana, who are too old. The Titan have to be of a certain age when they're little, they're possible. The binayayna have to be little when they get big, they're possible. Now, only these two types of birds, Titan and binayayna, can be brought for a carbon. But he took them when they weren't fit for a carbon. Or he took a bird that's missing an aver. Sheyavash gapa, its wing dried up. Ushenis misena, or its eye was blinded. Ushenikte ragla, or its leg was cut off. All these things would make the bird unfit to be a carbon. Even though a blemish, a regular blemish, doesn't passel a bird, but it can't be mechusar aver, it can't be missing something. So in all these cases, the halacha is metama bebesapliya. If he takes part of this dead bird, and it comes down his throat, he does become tummy. This bird is called a nevela. The malika or the shechita accomplished nothing. If this bird was put up on the mizbeach by mistake, it has to be taken down. It's like any other dead bird that died on its own or was killed without shechita, it's metamba bebesabli. Zak de mishnah zakla. This is the rule. Kol shi psula bakaydish. Any bird, literally, that became pasul in the Kaddish. In other words, what it means is it became possible somewhere in the middle of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein matam b'beis ablia. It's possible, but it's not an avela. It doesn't give over tumah through the throat. Lo hayah psula b'kaddish? But if the psul was not b'kaddish, it became possible before it came to the Azara. Like the young doves or the old pigeons, or birds without limbs. Even if they somehow got up onto the Mizbeach, we would say, no, take them off. So, even though some type of shechita or malika was performed, but it's useless. Metama bebesabli, it's a regular nevela. That's metama in the throat. V'chala psula. and any person who is pasul, like someone who's not a kohen. Shemalku da does malika, not necessarily someone who's not a kohen, could even be a kohen, but let's say he's an oinen, the first day of Avelis, or he's a tful yayim. He titled himself, but the night didn't set in yet. There's still some lingering toma. Or he's a mechusa kippurim, he has to bring a carbon to complete his kapara yet. It wasn't done. So even if he's a kohen, he can't do malika yet. So v'chala psulim, shemalku da did malika, malikasan, not kosher for the carbon, but it's not totally useless. It prevents it from becoming an avela, and therefore the einon metamis beveis ablia. It won't give over tuma, even if it gets into the person's throat. It does not have a din of nevela. The einon metamis beveis ablia, and they don't give over tuma through the throat. So let's chazer it this way. Let's say I have a carbon. Which is a carbon, it's hegdish. If it's an animal, and I did shechita inside the azara, of course it's good, that's what you're supposed to do. If it's a bird, and I did shechita inside the azara for this hegdish bird instead of malika, it's not kosher as a carbon, but at least it helps that it's not nevel. Let's say it's chulin, it's bachlal, not hegdish. And I do shechita inside the azara, weren't allowed to do it, but at least it would accomplish that it's not nevel. If it's chulin and you shecht it outside of the azara, that's what you're supposed to do. In regard to birds, birds that are hegdish. Let's say I did malika inside the courtyard, that's what you're supposed to do. Malika outside the courtyard, it's useless. Malika outside the azara is the same as just stabbing it. It's nothing, it's as if it died on its own. It's nevela, it's metama. A chulin bird that's not hegdish, and I did malika inside the azara, or malika outside the azara, it makes no difference. There's no malika by chulin. It's a regular nevela that would be metama. And the Mishnah told us, if the problem is that the person who did the malika wasn't roy to do the malika, maybe he wasn't a kayan, maybe he was still a little bit tamay, the malika is psula, but here too, it accomplishes so much that it's not metama, but beis ablia.